Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, let's talk to somebody who will actually be playing in the baseball game over at Fenway Park tomorrow. Alex Verdugo, Red Sox outfielder, joins us live on the Harbor One Hotline. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
We're terrific.
Good.
So your first year here in Boston, they only get to play 60 games. There were no fans out there. And, oh, yeah, your locker room was up in those individual luxury boxes out there. So how different do you think it's going to be this year? You got 4,500 fans. You now are in a clubhouse, an actual clubhouse with other players. How different is this going to be?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big difference. You know, I think last year it was kind of easy to, you know, to kind of lose that team chemistry because, like you said, we were in the suites and we were only in there. Some people were individual and some had, you know, two people. So it was kind of tough to feel that, you know, pregame stuff, that, you know, coming together and messing around with the team. But obviously, like you said, this year it's different. We're in the clubhouse and to have the fans back is going to be huge, man, just to hear the noise and to hear the initial feedback of anything that happens, a good play, bad play, you know, any type of moment. It's just going to be fun to finally hear some genuine fan reactions.
Well, with that, Alex, what was it like in camp? You know, I know there was just 2,500 people, but did it feel like more because you didn't play at all with anybody in front of anyone last year?
Yeah, I'd say definitely, man. It felt good. You know, even like you said, having 2,500, They made a lot of noise and you know, like I said, anytime you make a play or someone gets robbed or anything like that, it's the fans, they're it's a genuine reaction and they get loud. So it doesn't matter if it's 2,000, 4,000, when they all are actually, you know, shocked at what happened, they all make a noise and you know, all that together, it does add up.
So last year, I got a new manager this year, Alex Cora, but obviously it's not new to a lot of these guys in this team, but it is for you. So I'm just curious, what was it like for you in spring training? You know, I'm sure maybe guys have told you stories about him, but just the experience with you so far.
Yeah, definitely. I think even in 2020, I had a few guys talk to me about AC. So I kind of already had a good idea of what to expect coming into it. And, you know, once he got named our manager again, he was great with, you know, reaching out, talking, communicating, and going into camp. He's continuing that same path, and he does it with everybody, the staff members, you know, pitchers, catchers, outfielders. He just bounces around, and he's someone who, you know, likes to have personal conversations with everybody, and it's you know, it's something that's nice to see. And obviously, I see how hard he works at his job and how much he cares. And you know, you just, as a player, you appreciate it.
So, Alex, I got to ask you before I ask my real baseball question. Have you ever heard of the Merlone Shuttle? You've never heard of the Merlone Shuttle?
Yeah, like I said, I can't recall it.
Okay,
you better
good.
Hope you never
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's a bad thing if you do.
Well, it was in Jackie Bradley's Goodbye to Boston letter. It's actually me. I got shipped up and down from Pawtucket to Boston because I had options. It was a nightmare, a couple years.
So as long as, okay. So I needed to know if it was a thing, Alex. All right, so listen, so I'm assuming like center field is your spot, right? Is that pretty much the plan for you to play the majority, take the majority of your starts in center field?
Yeah, I would assume that's kind of like the idea we're going with, but I was also kind of like, media kind of went out about, you know, potentially playing right field at home and center on the road or something like that. So however it works, however they want to decide whether, you know, whether they want me in center or right, or, you know, what outfield position is harder in that specific stadium. I'm not too sure what goes into that, but yeah, I do plan on seeing majority of my time in center.
Okay. So, but are you comfortable, like, you know, going back and forth, you know, a lot of stuff and all these different changes? Is that something you're comfortable doing?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's another outfield position. It has nothing to do, you know, center field is, everybody talks about how you have to be the fastest guy, all that. I don't believe in that. I don't think you have to. I think, you know, it's about your initial jumps, your reactions, and your routes to the ball. And, you know, I feel like I have good instincts out there, and for the most part, I can read a pitcher's or a hitter's swing pretty well, and know what our pitcher's trying to do, and have a good idea of where I need to be. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with bouncing around right, left, center, or any of it. When I get out there, it's, you know, the only priority is to catch the ball and run it down. So,
we're talking to Alex Verdugo of the Red Sox. You're a guy that seems to have a really good personality. We're just talking about this, and we talk about this often in Major League Baseball, that they don't allow the emotion to play out, and yet the sport is trying to get more and more young people involved, and emotion is probably exactly what they need. So I wonder, do you ever feel that you have to suppress your emotions out there on the field for the game, or would you rather be more open about, you know, how you feel? You know, you hit a home run and you get excited about it. You throw the bat, you flip it, you know?
Yeah, I think for me, growing up in obviously my first few years in the bigs, it was kind of like I still let it kind of be loose. I was still myself, but at the same time, I was kind of holding it back in a little bit, not trying to get, you know, too comfortable, I guess some people would say. And coming over here in the trade and just, you know, being with the new organization, new faces, and getting able just to meet people and you know, it was great, man. My transition was easy, and I was able just to be myself. And I feel like last year it kind of just showed. You know, it's not like I tried to do that. Just, you know, I get competitive, and when the lights are on, man, it's just a whole different feeling. The competitor comes out, and I want to win. And you know, when something good, bad happens, it kind of just, I show it and wear my emotions on my sleeve. But you know, there's right ways to do it and there's wrong ways. And, you know, I figured it's been a learning curve, but, you know, I feel like we've gotten to a point now in my career where I understand how to act and how to, you know, handle the failures and the anger, aspects of it. But I do like to show my emotions though.
So it looks like, ideally, it looks like Alex kind of maybe Kike in that leadoff spot. You really took to that spot last year. You settling that two hole? Is it something you like, or you prefer to hit leadoff?
Yeah, I actually love the two hole. I love it. I think the two hole event's always been a super comfortable spot for me to hit. I didn't mind if I led off this year or not, but just something that I think AC wanted to kind of give a go and try, and I like it, man. I really do. I like the lineup. I like mm-hmm. I like the depth that we have from 1 to 9, and you know, I think wherever we hit, I hit, I think it's all gonna, you know, it's all gonna benefit us.
Hey Alex, I saw MLB put out a memo, I think it was on Monday, talking about vaccinations, almost trying to get guys to teams to do it and they can loosen up restrictions. Have you guys as a team talked about that at all? Like possibly getting vaccinated so you can maybe go walk around without masks?
Yeah, I think there's been some guys that have obviously talked about it, but at the end of the day, I think everybody understands it's a personal issue, and you know, it's something that whatever they feel comfortable with, and you know, no one's gonna really step on each other's toes or go over and out like trying to force something to happen or force your opinion to change. So I think everybody's been real comfortable with it, and yeah, there's been some talks, but obviously if guys want to take it, you know, no one's over here telling them not to. So everybody can do what they want.
Is JD Martinez still the worst dressed player in the team?
Yes, I would give JD Martinez. He's still up there, you know. But we're working on him right now. We're chipping away at him. We're trying to make sure that, you know, we can get him a shirt, maybe buy him a hat. We're going to do something for him.
All right, style him up,
Alex. Great talking to you. Have a terrific season. We'll talk to you down the road.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
See you later. That's Alex Verdugo of the Red Sox. Coming up next, we've got our OMF Worst Take Madness. Some bad news for DJ Bean. And it's Wiggy against Fourier today. I wonder if the other one stole the other guy's bad take. We'll find out. It's coming up next.